Intervju Radija Študent.
Torej, lepo pozdravljeni poslušalci Radija Študent. Danes je z nami Pablo Auladel, stripar, ki je pravkar pri Vige Vage knjige izdal nov strip, narejen po Johnu Miltonu oziroma po izgubljenem raju njegovega dela. Hello, Mr. Auladel.
Hello.
How much do you actually work in comics? You are much more of an illustrator. So how much do you work in comics?
I don't make that distinction, in fact. I always have drawn comic and I always have been drawing illustration. I understand it like this. I work with drawings and with text, with literary text. So I don't make that distinction between drawing comics or drawing illustration. What I try in each work is to try to find the best way, the best graphic way of accompanying a text with images.
Was it your idea to make The Lost Paradise of John Milton in a comic?
No, yes. It was a commission. It was a commission. But the point is that it became such a great work, such a great time working on it, that it arrived a moment that I didn't know who I was, and it had been my idea or the idea from others.
How do you understand this, The Lost Paradise of John Milton? Is the story really about heaven, or is it sort of critics of how Catholics see heaven and hell?
Well, I think an adaptation is the reading made by an author, in this case a comic author. So you must choose a possible reading of Milton's poem among the possible readings. I think my interpretation focuses on politics. I think Milton may do in Paradise Lost a criticism against monarch absolutism, and the other interpretation I made is the sense of freedom and love. So I didn't focus on a Catholic reading of Milton's poem, because I think that an author makes an adaptation also in the sense of making a reading according to the world and the time he is living in. And I think it's obvious that we are living in a world where God does not the ancient sense. So we can make other readings from books like this.
Is that why you make Satan so human-like? I mean, he has his faults, he has feelings.
Well, Satan is so human. So I think that's the interesting point of one of the most interesting points on Milton's poem, and perhaps the most surprisingly. Milton's primary aim is clearly exceeded, I think, because he built so well the characters that they quickly developed a rich texture of behavior in them. But the great surprising point is that this happens mainly with the negative characters, Satan above all. Perhaps one reason is that when you make a character travel across so many different stages, this character becomes so dynamic, so multifaced. Satan steals the main role to Adam and Eve, who appears as much more plain characters. Readers find difficult or boring to feel themselves identified with this couple of naive, ingenuous young people. Human being is dual, conflicting, happy 1 hour and so miserable 5 minutes after. So the incredible point in this story is that, having been thought as an inspirational, edifying play it becomes a kind of holy book where Lucifer is the epic hero. Also, perhaps, perhaps it may have not been thought in that way by Milton. Perhaps Milton had a secret time for doing it. And that's one of the points of my adaptation, trying to think if Milton had a secret time. Perhaps Milton didn't try only to make a holy book.
Did you knew John Milton's work before you got the offer from the publishing house?
Well, yes, but I didn't read the whole poem. I have read some fragments when I studied English literature at the university, not the whole poem. I knew also the some illustrations from Gustave Doré and Blake.
Did you use them for an inspiration for this foggy, very dark picture of yours?
The illustrations of Blake and Doré?
Yes.
Not at all, because they were so great that if you try to use them as an inspiration, I think it inevitably you will do something, how can I say it? You will make something so close to it, so similar, absolutely contaminated by those powerful artists.
What is the technique you draw in? It gives us somehow very supernatural effect, because everything is so foggy and it's somehow realistic, but it is also not. Because even the angels and devils look pretty much like humans. They are not monsters.
Uh-huh. Yes, because, it's a figurative drawing. I think you have described it very well. It seems realistic, but they're not. Perhaps because I work with realism, but not in a literal way. I work trying to understand what reality hides. So the drawing appears as a sort of ideal figure. Perhaps because my masters are the primitive Italians, the ancient sculpture, where silence, mystery, geratism is so important.
Did you receive any critics on the way you draw John Milton's work? Because usually people, when they see an adaptation of some very known work, are usually more critical than against some author work.
All the critics I have received have been very positive and very beautiful. I think that I'm an author that have not many readers, but it's well understood by critics.
Even among Catholic critics?
Yes, I think so, because I haven't received any criticism by Catholics. I'm thinking it has happened just the opposite. This comic has not been published by Logos Edizioni in Italy, perhaps because they has understood it absolutely in a religious way, and they may not want to publish nothing related to Catholicism. Obviously, if so, they have not understood anything.
Have you published The Lost Paradise also in some other countries?
Yes, in fact, I think it's the book I have done that has been translated in more times abroad. Apart from the Spanish edition, has been published in England, in USA, in Holland, in Brazil, in France, and in Korea.
So where did Vigevage Knige from Slovenia found you? You maybe know about it?
I don't know it exactly. By means of my Spanish publishing house, I think, but I don't know exactly.
Do you otherwise do a lot in Spain? In what kind of shape is Spanish comic scene at the moment?
Well, the reinvention of comic as graphic novel, you know, has made comics and authors being more visible in mass media, in shops. But I think the real thing is that doesn't exist anymore a powerful comic publishing industry. I think it is a good time mainly for readers, because they can find and read everything in every style. But authors, we are, as always, working a lot and earning few money.
So you maybe have already some plans for the future?
Yes, always. And I'm always working on a new project. Right now I'm illustrating some poems of Antonio Machado for a Spanish publisher. As a personal project, I'm working on my next graphic novel that I hope it will be published before summer. And in this case, it's not a commission, it's absolutely a project by me, written by me, and drawn by me.
So it is not an adaptation?
No. No. It's sort of lyrical work, as usually my personal projects are very poetic, very, very lyric.
So you are quite a fan of poets, I guess. You said that you're illustrating poems at the moment as well.
Ah, yes, but it's not a law. It's occasionally, because I think that one work calls other similar works. Because if I think about my whole career, it's true that in some fragments of time, I have worked in similar things. And perhaps since I have done Paradise Lost, perhaps this is the poetry time in my work.
If I understood correctly, you actually draw the Lost Paradise in a couple of phases. At first, you just draw the first part of the poem, and then it took some years for you to draw the other part.
Yes, because the publishing house that made me the commission was a very, very little publishing house in Barcelona. They never have made illustrated books before. So the work was stopped when I had only made the first chapter, because they found so complicated this project for them. So it took a time till another publishing house contacted me in order to continue with the project. But they wanted it with some new features. For example, now it must be in full color. And all this made the timetable wider.
So that is why the other two parts are so much more colorful.
Yes, probably. But I think it was great that the first chapter is, the atmosphere is practically all it in heaven, in hell. Because then I had to do less corrections. Fortunately for me, it was all in practically the whole chapter is in one stage, in one scenario, in one atmosphere. It would be so complicated to make corrections then.
And you are satisfied with the whole book now, right?
Well, I am satisfied, but it is a book from 2016. There have passed some years, and I begin to look at it with some distance, and I begin to feel all the things that I would make different if I work in it again.
Okay, well, we are quite happy that you already stopped working, so we can read it by now. And Mr. Auladel, Thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Intervju Radija Študent.